You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Minnis Live, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Gymnasium Form Center, John's Department Store, Jerkers Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
You got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday, August 27th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Probably will join us in the 5 o'clock hour to talk sports. But as you know, each and every Tuesday, we will be going to Grand Bahama for the Grand Bahama Report, the Freeport Report. As you know, each and every Tuesday, great supplement in The Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. So we will go down and touch base with Sarah Kirby and Darren Cooper on the flip side of the break and get caught up on all things in Grand Bahama. And we got lots and lots to talk about. Early yesterday afternoon, we had plenty to talk about. As of this morning, we got even more to talk about. What's going on in Grand Bahama, man? The good, the bad, and the ugly, literally. And we're going to get through all of it. In addition to that, like I said, it is Tuesday. Lines will be open if you want to chime in on some other things, because I know how you go. Even though we're going to be talking Grand Bahama, you're going to fire it in. So, if you want to be a part of the conversation, if you want to be a talking head,
here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. BTC flow channels, numbers open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. BTC flow channel 612, cable channel 969, and of course, stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And like I said, before we get to the break, you know we got to have a look at the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242, brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And don't forget, be sure to check out Fine Threads in both locations, Top of Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. New arrivals in stock right now. Be sure to check them out. As a matter of fact, check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup in any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right. And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844. Ex-official on murder conspiracy charge. Bannister, two others arraigned in murder case. Story by Artesia Davis. Police on Monday charged the former managing director of Clifton Heritage National Park with conspiracy to commit murder and accessory after the fact. Mario Scott Bannister, 62, appeared in court alongside Christian Napier, 28, of 8 Mile Rock, and Dante Riley, 26, of St. Margaret Road. The accused were handcuffed and shackled. They're accused of conspiring to murder Philip Adderley, whose body was found bound and stabbed on August 15th on Western Road, New Providence. Oh boy. And like I said, there's a lot of tongues wagging, a lot of opinion in the public forum. Because once again, thanks to social media, you have all kind of information put out there. You don't know if it's factual, if it's the case. And again, at the end of the day, there's someone's loved one, family member, a victim of a heinous crime. We're totally desensitized. Horrific. And it speaks volumes to where we're at or where we're not at. We should be so much better than this in 2024. We should be so much. I always tell you, we 20, 30 years behind the States. Stuff like this proves it. This is the stuff that's been going on in other parts of the world for years. We want to catch up with this. We don't even need to imitate this. And like I said, there is vast public opinion on this, from one end of the spectrum to the next. And feel free to chime in with yours. Changes afoot for BPL board. Story by Kendia Dames. Significant changes are taking place within the Bahamas Power and Light Board of Directors as the utility undergoes reforms, with some individuals on the board and within the hierarchy of BPL taking exception to some of the decisions being made by the powers that be regarding the company's future. This is what the Nassau Guardian has learned, so you got to keep an eye on that. It's never a good thing when you see a board shake up and a board have issues. Keep an eye on that. Wilson urges against dictatorial stance on banking reforms. Story by Tanika Thompson. Arawak Homes Chairman Sir Franklin Wilson said yesterday there is a need to reform the country's commercial banking sector, but criticized the stance taken by FNM leader Michael Pintard on the issue as talking fool. I wonder what Mr. Wilson's take is on reforms in the power sector, in the power provision sector. Interesting take on his banking sector reform take. Why don't we know about like energy provision from him? I'd love to hear that. And on other things too. Very savvy, candid, learned individual. Love to have a convo with him anytime. Nor do we need to cane. How have we gotten so violent as a people? So you want us to stop the violence by caning people? Violence beget violence. Texter, I think we spared the rod a long time ago and spoiled a lot of kids on the way up, and a lot of chickens are coming home to roost, as a matter of fact, because of, you know, us as a society turning a blind eye to many issues and not calling wrong where wrong is. And now, those chickens have come home to roost. Sad to say, but that's what it seems to appear to be like. Now, let me check this other text real quick before we get to the break. Naughty, please add to the Grand Bahama Report a status report on what's going on at Buckeye. A gentleman called Dwight Show on Friday in desperation asking some help, or someone to help them, as so many people are dying of cancer in the neighborhood. Schools have been moved from the area, but homeowners are left to absorb the fallout. He specifically mentioned a noxious odor. Don't know if that situation has changed. That is now over 20 years. Multiple administrations with similar complaints. Why hasn't the company been made to resolve this? I'm going to look at it. I'll give it a gander. Norley, let's be clear. Climb under the PRP is at a different, more serious level than when the FNM was in power. A lot of people who campaign for the PRP, Norley, come from a criminal element. That's why they feel invincible when this party is in power. Naughty, there seems to be a lot of covering up of crime and corruption by this administration. It's very dangerous to Bahamians that this continues. Last one, we're going to get to the break. Naughty, you took the idea out of my head. Why is Mr. Wilson focused on banking and not on energy reform? Why can't he comment on the solar power energy generation done by households? Is it because of a certain monopoly on oil that they may have? Mr. Wilson could have several seats talking banking. We're going to hear him talk power and power provision. All right, there you have it. We're going to get to the break right now. Flip side of the break on the Tuesday, August 27th edition. We're going to get to Grand Bahama. Sarah Kirk, we're going to join us. Darren Cooper going to join us. And we'll talk. You need our opposition, Mr. Pintard. Both government and the Grand Bahama Port Authority guilty of Freeport's neglect. We'll talk about that and more on the flip side of the break as the Tuesday, August 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads are-
gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Why can't treat day be every day? Get the new KFC Value Box for only $9.95, packed with one piece of your favorite fried chicken, cheesy mashed potatoes, three 100% real white meat nuggets, a buttery biscuit, a delicious dessert biscuit, and an ice-cold 16-ounce soda. Name a crunchier deal. You can't. Order your new favorite deal online with 57-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
Splash into summer with CIBC Caribbean. Experience a summer wave like never before when you spend with your CIBC Caribbean Visa credit card. Lucky winners will receive prizes including a private boat charter, hotel day passes, staycations, dinners, and more. Each time you spend $200 or more, you'll automatically be entered for your chance to win. Apply today for your CIBC Caribbean Visa credit card. Terms and conditions apply. Visit www.cibcfcib.com/splashintosummerBAH. Promotion ends September 7th, 2024.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school footwear needs from toddlers to college students. Have your child looking smart in a pair of Skechers, Nikes, Hush Puppies, Sperry brand styles, and many more. John's collection of durable and sharp styles will have your child stepping with confidence all year round. Need socks and a belt? John's has got you. And don't forget our new Spray Ground or J-World backpack and lunch containers too. You can find all this and more with the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
They say and
well, I got you on the Tuesday, August 27th edition of Talking Heads. Let me catch a couple of texts before I get in. Naughty, sometimes a board shakeup is good, especially if the current board isn't performing to expectations. Touche. Good point there, Texter. Naughty, great show as usual. How is Grand Bahama doing since they voted the PRP in the by-election? Are they happy with who they picked and how it's working out? All right, we'll get to that in a second. All right, and last but not least, Naughty, y'all realize Grand Bahama have solar fields already? So where the comparison with BPL and GP Grand Bahama Power? They bills are lower. Okay. All right, let's get to Grand Bahama. We got Sarah Kirkby joining us today. And as you know, each and every Tuesday, we got an awesome supplement in The Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. I know she's going to get us caught up on everything. I don't know if Darren's going to be joining us today, but as you know, I'm keeping Darren in our thoughts and prayers. Some real unnecessary foolishness he had to go through. And I'm just wishing him, back on your feet with your business as fast as possible. And once he didn't be subjected to that, for speaking truth to power and, highlighting the deficiencies in our nation. Sarah, wish you could be joining us under better circumstances, but how are you?
I'm good, darling. How are you?
I am doing. Like I said, we'll talk about that toward the end, but I know you got a great supplement today. And guess what? First things first, I don't want to jump the hurdle too early, but boy, I tell you. I hear maybe a $2 billion investor maybe coming down there. Maybe we got something going with the Lucayan property.
Todd, you should have seen the chat rooms today. Some lady said, shall I hold my breath? People were going, why are you going to die? I mean, it's just, we're waiting for it.
I saw some other things with some of my favorite adjectives saying, I want to see an expletive shovel in the...
Yeah.
Let me come to the grand opening, not a ribbon cutting for a member of understanding. I won't go to the function. I won't be invited. You know what I mean?
I mean, at the end of the day, though, you know, we're all hopeful. And if they've made a deal or if they get something done, fantastic. From what I, you know, what I'm understanding, they're supposed to knock down the buildings and put new buildings in. I think that makes a lot of sense. It is a beautiful property. It is a beach I've grown up on. It is one of the most beautiful beaches to walk on. We just finished doing our Bernie Butler swim on that beach. It's great. It's perfect for tourists. It's a gorgeous property. And I really do hope that the government has done been able to do that. That would be great. So, you know, all kudos to them. I think it would be phenomenal. So, you know, it just needs to get done. And someone reminded me, it's actually been 8 years, I think, since that property closed. You know, and the
whole
thing went down.
Talking about rooting, the fact that we have an investor that is interested and even entertaining that number of $2 billion and want to start the project from scratch, I think that's, man. If that could get done, it makes sense because it provides jobs during the construction, then the opening, and then into the future, provided we make sure Bahamians are part of the process.
Exactly. And it helps everybody at the end of the day because what it does is it obviously would help Port Lakai in that area. It would help the restaurants that are in that area. It helps Pelican Bay, which does most of the business clientele and handles some tourism. It helps everybody. And it would also mean that there would be a demand for more airlift, which, you know, they help each other. So it would be big. And it's also a great place for people to stay when you have all these cruise ships coming in, even when they're coming in to come into like to the shipyard. A lot of them come with crew. They have to overnight a couple nights. So we also need the hotels for that to need to go on right now. So, you know, this would be amazing for us. So I hope it's true. We haven't heard anything. We haven't been able to confirm anything. You know, I'm just reading it like you are from the Tribune article in the paper today with Neil Hartnell. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, but you know, I've come to find out when Hartnell get a hold of something, man, there's usually smoke. Eventually there's fire.
Yeah, he'll track you down.
I don't know how long it might take this one to get going. I have to find some flames, but at least there might be a little spark going. Now, let's see.
We'll take the spark. I feel like we're on an up. You know, Carnival is really jamming. It's our front cover story today about the workshops. I really do encourage Bahamians to get out there and get your opportunity. It's 4,000 people that will be coming to our island, in that area a day. That's, you know, and maybe what's, I don't know if it's three or four times a week. It's huge numbers. They're going to need huge help. They're going to need major restaurants. They're going to need retail out there. So, you know, this is your opportunity to try it. If you've had an idea, if you're an entrepreneur, get out there. I would seek help if you aren't. I don't know who you go to. I'm trying to push, like I keep saying, my son to go out there and do stuff. I think the possibilities are there for tourism, for retail, for restaurants. You know, it's our, you got to try, right? So I think it's good. And then that also brings more business to the island with everything else. I think with the shipyard success and Wassum, I think, you know, if we can get Weller going as well with the Six Senses development, I think we're hitting all the right tones at the moment. And let's just get that airport going. I would love an update on that, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I think that needs to be the next announcement that comes along, especially if you've got the possibility of getting this hotel deal done, then get on it right away. You know what we need. You know what we need.
Exactly. And we need to put you in that nice tuxedo so you look really good. Because isn't it your birthday?
Literally, man. You remember the second most important birthday on the calendar next to Christmas. And I appreciate that. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, indeed.
It is close to Christmas, so it's good. Yeah, it's not many days now. I think it's almost like 120.
But you know, at this stage of the game, man, you know, I just thank God for another year. Thank God for my wife, for my kids, for my family, for being healthy, and the ability to still keep on doing what I do, and try to make a difference and make it a better place. Will I
a pretty happy birthday celebration?
Thank you very much. Will I have one? Yeah. You know, libation in honor of the Monday and Tuesday Abaco Freeport connection. I have to. Because if I didn't, that would be, you know, that would not be civilized.
We need to send you one of the drinks that we make you when you come down to Fish Fry. Because
that gully washing.
I love watching tourists. Yeah, I love watching the tourists when they start with these drinks and they're like, oh, let me have this. By the second one, they're like falling out. They're not quite used to the same pours that we do here. Everybody knows, it's a little bit different.
I like to take advantage of the tourists. I like to catch them and hit them in the back of the neck. But let me check the phone.
On a good note, sorry, we should talk. We had a very successful Bernie Butler Open Water Swim.
Correct.
Longest name ever, which used to, everyone used to know as Basro. Very popular, so you can read about that in the paper today. We had actually a large, really large turnout for swimmers and the 5K, which is an incredibly long race. And these kids did phenomenally well. And so there's a nice story about it. But we didn't put a story in, and I wish I'd found her picture earlier. There was a young girl who is on our swimming program who they taught her how to swim. It's part of what the funds go for this event. And she's a young girl, 8 years old, got up on stage in front of, I don't know, 200 people and talked about how much she appreciated being taught how to swim, how her favorite stroke now was breaststroke. And that's an 8-month course that she's gone through. Not like 2 weeks, not a summer camp, 8 months. So when they come out of there, they know how to swim correctly. They know all the strokes. They are properly trained. So it's really a good cause.
That's like I say, you know, I am always one, you know, that pushes the fact that as many Bahamians need to know how to swim as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
And how this takes it from like 8 to 80. They got people covered, 8 to 80, everywhere in between. Yeah.
Mr. Miller, he's fantastic. He's been swimming for years. There was a guy who came to swim, and he has been swimming for 12 years, flew down from Canada for this event. It was amazing. So it's very supported by, it's really great. And it's such a community event. So it's fantastic. I love it. I also want to shout out to everyone to have a look, you know, at our fun, not the fun part, but the August police report. We do give a recap to everybody. We do get asked a lot about that. And then the really great news, our Eiffel, we have a flight to Fort Lauderdale through Western Air.
Oh, all is right with the world now.
Child, you don't even know. We're so happy. So having this additional flight is great. There is a Bahamas Air flight, but we also need another one. This helps not only for locals, but really for as well for tourists coming in. You know, it's hard to get here for us right now at the moment. You know, Nassau has so many flights that are coming in. We do not have them. So it's also, you know, it's a great thing for us. So we got 2 Fort Lauderdale flights now. And we have the Miami flight. So this is a really big boom for us. And Western Air Airport is really lovely. Rexy and her team have done an amazing job. So I'm so proud for them and excited.
All right, let's get to this phone call real quick because I know they've been holding on patiently. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
Hey, Grady. Hey, you, man. I don't know why when you're going to get to
I don't know. Maybe you need to get some Q-tips.
When I turn the TV on, I can hear you loud and clear. When I put it on mute, then you go quiet. But anyway, before you go into the sports, you know, I wanted to ask this question. Like, Dr. Dwayne Sands is a friend of mine, and he is the chairman of the FNM, right? That's my friend. These body boys. We all grew up on the same area together, so... He could be the chairman of the FNM and state that he's the FNM, but he knows that Sparky is a Valley boy also. But I state that I'm a PLP. So is Fred. So is Mr. Davis, Braves, and all sorts of that, right? So I could openly, just like they could say, Mr. Pintar could say he's FNM, Brave could say he's PLP, Fred, Mr. Davis. What's wrong with me openly saying that I am a PLP, or somebody else is the FNM? But although I might be a PLP, are you still there?
I'm listening, Sparky. Go ahead.
Although I might be a PLP, everything on in the PLP, but to me, I disagree with it, and I think maybe the king doesn't have on as much clothes as he does. And I say something out to the prime minister or the leader. Does that mean I'm talking bad to the leader, or I'm trying to say, hey, you need to put on some clothes because maybe some of your cronies around you, are messing up. And you're allowing them to lead rather than you lead. Because, for example, Mr. Fred Mitchell, sometimes I wonder if he's the one leading the party or Mr. Davis. Because Mr. Fred Mitchell is the chairman, and he says what he has to say. Every morning Fred comes on, there's a group that I have, Fred comes on and makes a statement with a voice note. Every morning around 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. That goes viral. Now, if Sparky says something in disagreement to Fred or Mr. Davis, then there's a problem with Sparky. Am I talking against the party? Or I'm just saying, hey, there's some things going wrong. The people out there on the street.
It seems that something that goes on in that PLP party, you know, if one of their members gets critical, they have an issue with it.
Not any that naughty. What I'm saying is, I walk the streets like you do. Maybe they're around, busy around meetings and functions and traveling and things. They mightn't know you and I hearing the people say on the streets. When I hear the people saying, when I know these people are PLPs, and they sound disgusted with what's going on, rather than voice their opinion, they're getting ready for campaign time now. It ain't all about pom-poms, rally talking, and T-shirt. It's about helping the people now, not helping all these financial institutions and this one and friends, family, and lovers, but the people waiting. The people out here on Wolf Road every day in lines looking for corned beef and grits. That never used to be. So that's showing me a sign that we're going in the opposite direction rather than celebrating 50 years of progress. We're celebrating 50 years of failure. Because people are crying now, and one time ago, we were on a move in a more productive direction. And it might not be the leader, because like I could say it from, not even from me to you. I know Mr. Philip Edward Brave Davis from a child. We all grew up together. I know him, me personally, to be a very nice person and tries his best to help people. Now, here I might be doing things that I might not know nothing about. But I only can speak as I know Philip Brave Davis. He's been a good friend of mine, and I believe that him personally is trying his best to maybe be the best prime minister, but he might have failed.
Sparky, let me tell you something, man, and I appreciate you calling, right? But listen here, if you friends enough with a person and you consider yourself to be a friend, you will tell them the cold, hard, God's honest truth, if it's going to save them or if it's going to help them. You ain't going to sugarcoat it. Don't take up for it. If he's dropping the ball in certain areas, you need to let him know he's dropping the ball. And if his administration is dropping the ball, and y'all do so tight like y'all claim to be, then he will respect you as a friend. Because only your real tell you the truth. The rest who blow in smoke, they ain't your friends. They hanger on us, they leeches, they're remoras, and they trying to be on the bandwagon. So if you're going to keep it real, keep it 100. And if that's your friend, keep it 100 when you talk to him. Don't sugarcoat it. Go from top to bottom and everywhere in between, if that's your route. Anyway, let me get back to some of these questions from Grand Bahama.
Yeah, I felt like I should answer some.
Go ahead. Feel free to chime in.
Well, we need to talk about our big subject as well, about Darren. So I think we should talk about that too.
Yeah, and it kind of makes an interesting segue that Sparky brought up. You know, within his own party, he gets grief for bringing up and speaking, you know, mm-hmm. his truths. It's sad to also see that when you're not a member of that party and you speak your truths, you still become a victim. And, you know, for lack of a better word, the allegations are swirling. I mean, I got Texas texting me left, right, and center. First of all, how is Darren?
When I spoke to him earlier today, he was very upset. And for those who don't know, Darren is also a businessman who owns Dee's Car Rental, which he has also just taken to Bimini, I believe, this year as well. And, you know, he's made had this business going for a while now. And it's in he has a location which is downtown. And it was about a month ago, there was a whole bunch of vandalism and windows were knocked down.
You just talked about it on the show.
Yeah. And so now, unfortunately, his place, it had a fire last night. So we're all waiting. When I was speaking to him, the fire department had just gotten there. So I presume they're doing all their work and due diligence now. But I know from the owner of the building that the place was secure. It is fenced in. So it's just very, very upsetting. He's a good guy. Very community-minded, very Rotarian-minded. I am very pleased to, the association that he's helping me with, which was the Freeport Licensees Association, is going to step up and help him. You know, we found him a temporary office space if he wants it. We're all trying to find furniture and computers to rally around and help him. And so anybody else who wants to help is quite welcome to. You know, you got to help a fellow business person in need. And I'm very proud of this community that we have. We're very good about that. You know, we learned all our lessons from storms. And, you know, when you help somebody, it's all good. Good karma and it all comes back. But Darren is a good guy. And so we're all praying for him and sending our love and just, you know, really hope that it wasn't something untowards, and hope that we can help him just rebuild his company and get going. I mean, it's his office place, so we need to work from there and see how we can help him.
I agree. My sentiment first and foremost is to know that Darren is doing well. And obviously that he gets back on his feet, to know that the Grand Bahama community has come to his aid. Is good to know, because I think he's championed a lot of causes for that business community.
Yes, he has, and
he has been a fearless voice. And, you know, that's a big reason why I respect Darren, because there's very few of us who could walk the walk and talk the talk. Not afraid to speak out, you know, and speak up for right, or call what wrong where wrong is. And
no,
at the end of the day,
hard. And when you do, you get a lot. That's why a lot of people don't do it. They still feel that there's a backlash out there for speaking your mind, which is a shame. It shouldn't be that way. You should have free voice of mind, and it shouldn't affect
when
your
you
business
see
or what you do.
Alleged incidents like this, you know what I mean? And allegations swirling,
it
does leave
people a
bad taste in one's mouth.
Yeah.
And it would make, you know, some people, you know, not so keen to voice their opinion. However,
100%.
I think we need to unify, because this is 2024. Whether it's PLP, FNM, or undecided in the future, does not have time to listen to their citizens, then they need to be gone. Because you are there to do our bidding. You are there to do our work. And if we can't have a comment or ask a question about what's going on with our money, then Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
And I think that we've taken it for far too long. We elect individuals and they get this flippant attitude. Don't ask me nothing. No, we need to be able to ask. We need to be able to have some transparency, some accountability, a Freedom of Information Act, a Proper Procurement Act, so we can connect the dots ourselves and see exactly what's going on.
Yeah. Well, that's why the Freedom of Information Act is so important. And you and I have been on that bandwagon for a very long time. But I mean, you know, it's speaking up is a very hard decision to do, and people are very wary of it. And the backlash. I mean, one of our biggest problems about our Freeport Licensee Association was, you know, me trying to get everyone to agree to be in a picture. And, you know, people were scared to be in a picture when they were just writing a letter to say, hey, we'd like the government and the Port Authority to get along. It wasn't accusing anybody of anything, but people do get worried about stuff like that. It's a shame. You know, I get backlash all the time, good and bad. Hopefully sometimes good. I mean, I'm more, you know, as you know, more Pollyanna. I try to be as positive as I can. I'm in the PR business, so I have to be very, very careful. But I don't agree with everything that everyone does. I don't agree with everything the Port Authority does. I don't agree with everything any government does. You know, especially, you know, when it comes to women's rights, I have a huge issue with all of them. But, you know, it's a shame. It's going to scare a lot of people as well, which I hate in a modern society.
And then, you know, at the end of the day, you should be able to coexist politically. If you and I happen to do on a political party, then it is what it is.
It's a shame when those tensions come along. It shouldn't be whether you're red or you're yellow. It shouldn't be how you get a job either.
I've had comedians in the green room. So who you like in the election, Bob? Hey, Fred, don't ask me that question. It's none of your business. I'd rather you ask me how much I'm getting paid for this gig than ask me that. And that's, hey, you got to respect that.
Yeah.
I think we need to be more mature in that regard, too, because every time there's something, we always connect it to it's political.
Politics.
It's always some sort of politics, and we need to get beyond that. All right. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads. Let's get to the other call. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Right here, my brother. I'm my good friend in there, Freeport, Grand Bahama. You know, Naughty, I listened to Sparky a couple minutes ago, and I also listened to the commentary after Sparky would have spoken. And, you know, it is sad that there are many Bahamians, although they are affiliated with other parties or other entities outside of the governing party, that can speak truth to the power. And yet they are raked over the coals for even chastising or giving their critique of what they deem as some of the atrocities that's being done, not even against Bahamian people, but against the country as a whole. But, you know, funny is it that when the pundits of the who support the current administration, they are in opposition, that they will fire and brimstone on the party that is in power. And then, likewise, when the script is flipped, the same thing occurs again, and it's like, you cannot say anything about these persons who are supposed leaders but I'm going to tell you, you know, as many of us rational thinking persons who don't have any political biases against any of the parties except for when they do wrong, it is our right as Bahamian citizens to critique them, to let them know when they're doing wrong or when we feel that they're doing wrong, so they can analyze themselves, look themselves in the mirror, and determine whether what the people are saying is correct or not. But when you want to be the proverbial ostrich in the sand and want to stick your head in the sand, thinking that everything that you do is correct and there's no room for any wrongdoing or whatever, and the people speak about it, and then you want to chastise the people because they're bringing it to your attention, then I'm going to tell you, Saad is our cry. I'll close on this one. A good leader is someone who would want to uplift their people to a level where they are either equal or better than they are. That's a good leader. But anytime you have a leader that is watching their people denigrate into poverty, and you have all the power in your hands to bring those people up to a level where they can live comfortably in this country, and you refuse to do so, whether it is because the people around you are telling you not to, or you within yourself believe that the people are not deserving, then I'm going to tell you, you are not a true effective leader. We must fix this country, and we must improve the lives of Bahamian citizens in this country. But once again, thanks for taking my call, and I hope my words fall on fertile ground and not the ones who are greedy, envious, and selfish, that they don't want to see us prosper. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man. Jeff, always a pleasure, man. Always good stuff. I got a couple of more texts regarding Grand Bahama. Let me get to them. Naughty, I find it very, very interesting that all of this happened, you know, after, you know, Darren spoke out yesterday against his current administration. And then, you know, certain people sending letters of cease and desist to him as well. And all of this you learn from public opinion. All this has been swirling around for days on social media. Seems like if you want to know something nowadays, you got to go to social media, you know? You got to start sourcing social media. They speaking more than the officials.
I don't know. My WhatsApps are really burning up in some of these groups. I tell you what.
Naughty, I'm sending you this picture forwarded to Sarah. This is from the 12th of May, 2022 in the Tribune. Take a trip down memory lane. You remember Electra and the $100 million investment? Watch it now. I got to see it to believe it in Grand Bahama.
Yes, we do. That was really upsetting. I was also at the Royal Caribbean one where just before COVID hit, and I remember the celebrations there, and we were so excited. We're like, yeah, the hotel's going to get going. It's so disappointing. I also remember the one where we were going to, what was the one? It was going to be like the one they do in Abu Dhabi or whatever. This huge thing that was going to happen, and then we've all
right the Star Island things. Kind of vibe with the five palms going around like a palm. Yeah,
we had one of those, a palm, and we were going to have a gin project.
You know, I forgot about the gin project. Yeah, man.
Yeah, the gin was huge. I mean, they built that golf course; it was gorgeous. I went on a bus tour with a media campaign, and then the economy just stunk and it just died out. It was crazy. And I personally was not in favor for it because I think Old Bahama Bay, the way it is such a beautiful little resort. It really is like this little, it's like going to Abaco or like to Hopetown for a weekend. You know, they're in golf carts and they're biking and it's a fishing village and it's just really lovely down there to go. It's like an escape when you go down from Freeport from the, you know, I know we're not a big city, but to get away from the city, you go there. It's also like going east when you go to down to Bishop's and that side. That's what the beauty of Grand Island's little getaways. That's so nice. So I'm always hoping that they don't put the Gin project back and that they keep Old Bahama Bay quaint and sweet like they do.
Let me get back to the tax lines. Naughty, the fair taxes must stop. This administration seems to be breeding criminal behavior. This administration and their minions and their supporters, some of them seem quite ruthless. All right, we got another call, Sarah. Let's try and grab that real quick. Talking Heads.
Hi, Naughty.
Afternoon.
Hi. Sorry to interrupt your thing with Grand Bahama, but I just wanted to know, what is your WhatsApp number to report people who are parking in disabled spots?
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to let my producer, Chris, get your information, and he'll get it to me, and make sure I send me the pictures. Front of the vehicle, back of the vehicle.
I was just at Super Value, and this big white truck was parked in the disabled, and I took a photo, and they said, but we work here.
And that makes it even worse.
That's no excuse.
Yeah, that's no excuse. Which Super Value was it? Which location?
It was Cable Beach, and it was probably Rupert Roberts' family or whatever.
I can deal with them. You know, I graduated with Candy Bottom, you know?
Right,
you know,
yeah.
I'll call her. She's not another one of St. Andrew's finest.
Right.
And I will go ahead and make that call and make it happen.
Okay, and the text line, is the same number as the WhatsApp line?
Correct.
Okay, so you'll put me on to somebody who can give me that information?
I'm going to put you on hold right now. My producer will get it for you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks so much.
Okay, bye.
And we're backing you up here, Naughty. We'll be sending you pictures.
Make sure I get them in
Grand
Bahama as well, too, because I have people reach out as well, too. So, you know?
Yeah, there's a particular banker I want to say well done to at Commonwealth Bank in Port Lakaya in our shopping center. The security guard there, I love him. He will run out and make these people move if they even try to park in handicap parking. He's fantastic, so kudos goes out to him for that.
Have a good catch, you know, doing a good job. Make sure to let me know, too, because at the end of the day, we need so many soldiers in this fight, in this struggle to keep, you know, disabled parking for the disabled.
100%.
All right. So, with that being said, we almost at break time, so I'm going to let you go ahead. You have anything to say, you know, as we wrap things up, Sarah? I mean, my thoughts, like
no,
I say.
No, just thank you for the support, and that we will do a story on what's happened with Darren and find out. And anything else we hear on the hotel, as soon as we know it, we will let people know. I thank everybody for calling in and all the good comments. And if anybody has any stories that they want us to do, I believe there was someone who was talking about stuff with Buckeye. I know there has been issues, but please, they can always reach out to us on Grand Bahama News 242 on Facebook, or they can reach out to Barbara Walken at barefootmarketing.net. Our name is on, our emails are on the Guardian website as well for stories or anything like that. Okay?
Thanks so much, man. And we continue to look forward to the supplement each and every Tuesday.
Thank you, Don.
No problem.
And a pre-happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much, man. When I come down to see the in-laws, you got to make sure I got some parties when I get there, all right?
Oh, child, I can hook you right up. Don't you worry.
There you go, man. All right. Appreciate it, man. We'll get to the break in short order. But as we get to the break, let me get a couple of these texts out as well. Good afternoon, Naughty. Please let Darren know that if given the opportunity, he would be my next MP for Central Grand Bahama. Naughty. Fred Mitchell talks like he's in charge. I hope the PM doesn't run him again. He's always fighting against the PM and what the PM says. Wow. Naughty, y'all realize Grand Bahama have solar fields already? There's another text. Yeah, we got a text to say that already. Yeah. We got to get caught up, man. There's a lot of things where, you know, we're not on a level playing field. Power provision is one. And we got to make sure I get that right. I'm not opening the bill this month. My wife got to do that. MJ got to do that. I'm not opening it. It made me feel horrible the last go round. As a matter of fact, I'll be completely honest with you. It was a very traumatic experience. And at the end of the day, I don't want to go through it again. Yeah, I had to drink, you know, a couple iced teas, cold iced teas to catch myself. I had the fan after they picked me up off the floor. And then when he asked me, you know, bring him down for me, Mr. Bruce, bring the track down for me. When they asked me exactly what happened, and if it was the BPL bill, this is what I could say.
Does it hurt?
It was very painful.
Very painful. Deep down in my soul.
And it's still hurting in my soul. Take me to the brink, Mr. Producer. Got me crying again. I don't want to see my BPL bill.
Freedom is the road. Oh, no, no, no. Coming in from the Imagine getting full flavor without your wallet judging you. We're taking value to a newer, crunchier level with our new KFC Snack Box, packed with one piece of juicy fried chicken, crispy fries, and a buttery biscuit, all for just $5.35. Take a break and snack responsibly with a delicious, affordable KFC Snack Box. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp High to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value and good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Bueno, and it's me, Cuban Willie, with your numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game and the lucky four balls. The lucky cuatro pelotas today.
5, 8, 4, 5. 5, 8, 4, 5.
Play it and win in the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game, so put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Minnis Live, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Gymnasium Form Center, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire.
Well, we're back at you on the Tuesday, August 27th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Purdy should be joining us in short order. So keep an eye out, Mr. Producer. Look for the Pearl. He should be sliding in. But while we went on the Pearl, well, you know, I got to jump right on into Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget Happy Hour Wednesday and Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7 p.m. Be sure to check them out. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. On this day, August 27th, 1889, boxer Jack Nonparelli Dempsey was defeated for the first time of his career by George LaBlanche. 1921, the owner of the Acme Packing Company brought a pro football team for Green Bay, Wisconsin. J.E. Clair paid tribute to those who worked in his plant by naming them the Green Bay Packers. And football fans who don't like the Packers have taken that nickname and run 50 million different ways with it. Trust me. We have fun insulting the Packers with that one. 1986, Nolan Ryan, while with the Houston Astros, earned his 250th career win against the Chicago Cubs. Sports quote of the day, when he says sit down, I don't even bother to look for a cheer. Max McGee, Green Bay Packers receiver on Coach Vince Lombardi. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. All right. Just let me know when Pearlie's in. Because you know the Pearl will sneak up on you now. You know, he'll just jump right on in. So I don't want to have that awkward moment, you know? I don't want to jump at the same time. Let me buck up. We'll keep an eye out for the Pearl. And we'll get into the home court, which is the local sports scene. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, tomorrow's Wednesday. All about Whopper Wednesday. Yes, indeed. All about Whopper Wednesday. Get it as a combo. Get it by itself at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. Nothing like a Whopper on Wednesday, man. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. All right. Let's jump on in. A couple of things we got to talk about, obviously, when we look at the home court. And I really want Pearlie to chime in on this. I'm going to open this up. But obviously, when Pearlie gets in, I need him to lend some of his track and field expertise to the convo. Big headline. Team Bahamas set to compete in Peru. The World Under-20 Championships will get underway today. Now, who makes up this team? Who makes up the team? Do we know everybody who made the squad? How were they picked? What was the process? But let's have a look. Some of the country's best junior athletes are set to compete at the biggest meet in the world for under-20 track and field athletics. The 20th World Athletics Under-20 Championships is set for this week, getting underway today at the Estadio Atlético de la Vizena in Lima, Peru. Nearly 900 athletes from 114 countries will compete in the global meet this week. Team Bahamas touched down in Lima on Sunday and are ready for action. A 12-member team will be representing the Bahamas in the athletics over the next 5 days. We got Pearlie in?
Right here.
Hey, you hearing all this, Pearlie? I got to get you caught up. A Team Bahamas set to compete in Peru, the World Under-20 Championships track and field. Just okay. Wondering how that team was selected and who's on that team.
Oh, there we go.
Now,
should I sit down?
I want you to chime in. Tell me what's going on here. Why haven't we heard with such fanfare and pomp and circumstances the announcement of this team like others?
Because they always play it off. They play them young. This team's late in the summer off like that. You hardly ever hear about them going away. And that would be annoying.
Now, Carlos Brown Jr. is the only athlete from Team Bahamas who's scheduled to compete in two individual events, the boys 100 and 200 meters. And I won't tell you a word of lie. Carlos is one of them Mischief and Mayhem in the AM babies. Grew up listening to me in the morning on Mischief and Mayhem in the AM. And I'm glad to know you're doing big things.
What about the young lady of the current Olympic team? Is she on it?
I was just about to ask. I was going to ask you now, do you think that we would have, you know, the young lady in question from the Olympics, from Grand Bahama, on the team?
Well, shouldn't it be supposed to be our best under 20 team, right?
Correct. And it clearly states here, some of the country's best, not all of the country's best, are the best squad. And we got 900 competitors from 114 countries in Lima, Peru competing.
It depends on who's healthy as well, you know.
Jeremiah Adley will join Brown in the 100, and Andrew Styles will compete alongside Brown in the 200.
Okay.
So we'll see how that pans out. And then we got Jeremiah Adley, like I told you, Andrew Styles. Zion is set to run in the boys' 400-meter. Tayshaun Robinson and Tash Brown will compete in the boys' 110-meter hurdles. And Brendan Vanderbilt will take flight in the boys' pole vault.
Okay.
Among the girls, Cheyenne DeMeritt will compete in the 100-meter. Alexis Roberts will run in the 200. Kamari Hanna will compete in the girls' 400 hurdles. Kalia Jackson will take part in the girls' discus. And Tasha Stubbs, I don't know what the spelling is on that pronunciation, is set to compete in the girls' javelin. Okay. Deron Lightbourne is the head coach of the team. He'll be assisted by Ravano Ferguson sprints and Corrington Maycock in the throws.
Okay. Those are names I know I was looking to hear. I did not hear, so I'm not going to bring it up, but I just try to figure out what went down there.
Yeah, I got to ask a question. I mean, if you're going to put the best team and consistently say we want to put the best team forward, put the best team forward. And this cries why we need a national sports academy. You have them here year-round. They're training year-round. They're getting the education. And we know who's going to compete. We know who's ready to go.
So you're telling me you should have a national sports academy and put all these elite athletes out of SAC, QC, and other schools like that and put them in the national sports academy?
Yes. Sorry, St. Andrews. Sorry, QC. Sorry, Windsor. Sorry, Life of Key. Sorry, all the government programs. Why not, Pearly? Why not?
Why? Then you base for all intents and purposes kill the BAISS and the GSSSA track and field championship.
You basically what you mean? They can still compete in that?
You basically kill high school sports by doing that.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do. You diminish it.
It's Pretty. It's obviously how we're doing it now is diminishing it because we don't get the best team forward. Good. We got a good argument coming. I like this. Me and you ain't had one in a while, and I could feel it coming. It must be preseason in the air, but let's go. Because tell me why now. Tell me why. I get your point about high school sports and woo-hoo, cry me a river. SAC won't win its 312th track and field title in 313 years. Is that why you got a problem?
No, I don't have a problem. I didn't say just SAC, I said QC and other schools. Part of high school is the competition they have, and you're not going to diminish it. We got to find a better. And also, having a national sports academy doesn't necessarily guarantee that we can have the best team because they still don't pick the team. The different associations pick the teams, and we don't know if they could do it.
And haven't we seen a lot of BS in politics from the association with team selections? So, I mean, you're not convincing me with that because you and I have both talked about present and current administrations and associations dropping the ball with team selection.
I'm not knocking that, but the easy way out is, we should do start a sports together. That makes it easy. No, get the federations, get their acts together. Because you're not forcing them to get their act together. You're not forcing them to properly do this. You're not forcing them to put a proper selection thing together if we have a problem with elite athletes. No, that causes elitism and all kind of stuff.
Nah,
and then
you ain't gonna like, go
no,
ahead.
No.
You ain't gonna like
no,
me for this point, but this is a point.
Then, why my child ain't there?
This is a point of some information that I learned from you. Okay? And here's the deal. You and I have both over the years, and especially on the sports shows, press box in prior locations and now, we've discussed that far too many times associations don't get the government involved until the last minute and want the government to do everything and say, yeah, you should pay for this trip and they should pay for that trip and so on and so forth. I think we've seen the shortcomings of associations over the years. They've been crying for so long for government to get involved. I think National Sports Academy is a great way for government to get involved in a positive manner, learn from the shortcomings of these associations and the failings, and put the best product out. If they're asking us to fund it, they want us to pay for it, then fine, we will. Here's your National Sports Academy. This is the route we're going to take.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
No. I still don't like that either. I prefer...
I'm asking if you like it or not. That's fine. You ain't got to like it, but that don't make it not a good idea or an option.
You know, I think you diminish high school sports. I think you hurt high school sports, and I think we got to force these associations to get their act together. Let's not give them the easy way out.
Okay, now, you want me to sound... You want me to tell you something
Let me finish this little piece. I hear your point about getting government involved. I don't like government involved in the day-to-day running of sports in this country. I don't like government involved in nothing like that.
But I said that on the fact that you and I have had discussions that associations have come up short and the route they take is not a conducive route to get the funding they need or the support.
Yes. But I'm also trying to say...
I got you in the corner on this one, boy.
No, you ain't got me in the corner.
I got you in the corner on this one, boy.
Hey! I got an unexpected Texas now.
You almost made me say a joke as well just now. What did you do? Did you just tell me you got an unexpected text? No, I'm putting that down so next time you catch me off guard, I can say I got an unexpected text too. Take my oath to Jesus.
But back to my point. We talked about the association on getting the act together, and I think if I remember correctly, a former government had put forward asking these associations to put their books, to present their books.
And they didn't, and they still cried about the shortcoming after never doing it.
Yeah, so we need, they need to be doing that so that we know what they need to do. They need to submit a budget at the beginning of the year, and you should give me your budget in October for next year, October 2020 for 2025, so we know that World Championship's coming up, we know that this coming up, and so if the government is going to help out, the government knows what they have, the budget, and you know what you have to raise. We got to make the associations get their act together. We don't need no sports, no supports, no, we don't. I agree with the Sports Academy for baseball because baseball is not high school sports like that. But other than that,
and maybe football,
basketball, none of that. Huh?
Maybe football.
Maybe football. I'm fine with that.
Now, could I say something as we move to the next topic, Burley? You're my boy, right?
Yeah.
But from one private school brat to the next.
I'm not.
I don't care whichever other soccer decides to chime in. You know, because I know how your soccers go. You all stick together, like bugging a rug. So I understand, but I'm getting the impression of a very entitled soccer who doesn't want to see that streak of 23 or 24 track and field championships come to an end. That's your one thing holding you up? Because your Dolphins suck so bad and let you down so much for 50 years. That's the one thing you could count on.
No, it's not going to come to an end because no matter what, the elites. But I'm saying by taking the elite athletes out of all of these schools, including St. Andrews, including QC, including Government High and all that, you diminish the level of competition. You diminish the sports. That's all I'm saying.
All right, why don't you do this then? Why don't you do this? Let's play it 50-50 then.
What it would really do? Let me just finish this piece. What it would really do is give soccer even big advantage over there because we always have more athletes and some of these schools will have a few good athletes who can compete against soccer.
Bernie,
if take it from them and hurt them, it ain't nothing.
No. If you are so good and your cupboard's so stocked, like you say, then how about this? When I talk about a National Sports Academy, I don't mean take every athlete out. You know, I take the elite athletes out.
And your point is?
My point is, if I find three in SAC, one in St. Andrews, one in St. John's, two at QC, but those are going to be my six future female 400 and 800 meter runners, I'm going to develop them. There's still kids left.
What you're doing is, when you take that one from Government High, or that one from St. John's, or that one from St. Andrews, you're diminishing their team. Our second tier players can still carry the team through for championship.
Burley, yes. Hold on. Sock, just cut everybody bungy anyway. Full squad or medium
that's
squad. Let's take the bell then.
Sock,
that's fine. You can have your cake and eat it too in the corner, and we can get the best athletes. Because not all the great track and fielders come from Sock. You all got plenty, but not all.
I know that.
Debbie Ferguson, all in your belly.
Yeah,
anyway.
Debbie was the one good athlete that Andrews had to take.
Excuse me. One of many.
The one good track star that St. Andrews take, you take out of there, what that gives St. Andrews? Nothing.
But guess what? Nothing from nothing leave nothing. We would rather know she came from St. Andrews and represented us on the national level and went to the National Sports Academy via St. Andrews because you feel we get it. She's elite. We can go back to building our program the same way. You'll go back to rebuilding your program the same way.
You just won't be entitled.
You want to carry on like the Yankees. You don't like the Yankees, but you want to carry on in track and field like the Yankees with sock. That's just what you're doing.
But not are you missing my
Purdy Steinbrenner.
You're missing my point. We're not going to be diminished. We're going to still win.
You should have no problem with it.
You got those stars. You're taking from them. You're diminishing them.
No, because we're not diminishing the country, though. You might be diminishing a sports program.
Yeah, because you send them to a sports academy don't necessarily mean the association can still do the right thing picking them.
We've moved beyond the associations now because we've got the government involved in a National Sports Academy. So the government would make sure the selection is correct because they're funding the academy and they're recruiting athletes.
Then you bring in politics in it. Then you bring in politics.
How much more politics we got than this now, Bernie? We didn't have politics for the Olympics.
Bernie,
we didn't have politics for the Olympics? Yes or no? We didn't have politics for the Olympics.
No. That was internal sports politics. Now you bring in politics in. And that
here you go. Naughty, you and Purdy move on to something else. Not only is Purdy waffling, he waffling with roller skates on. I with you. They just want Sock to win everything from now until their kingdom come.
We gonna win everything from now until their kingdom come. It won't hurt that. All I'm saying is it will just make us more dominant. And if you really think about it, you know I'm right.
No. It's debatable, Bernie. It's very debatable. But, I mean, you got your opinion on it. I got mine. We agree to disagree. Naughty, this under 20 track meet is just a waste of time and money. I don't expect anything out of this crop of athletes, just like what happened in the Olympics this year. Of course, I'm open to being proven wrong about my statement. The only person doing well is Tim Munnings, who just competed in Sweden and won a gold. These young athletes and the senior athletes have been disappointing this year. And that boils back down to maybe they're not getting the training they need to get here at home.
Now, your texts are wrong because Bobby may have a
because he don't agree with you or they don't agree with you. They can't be wrong because they don't agree with you, Bernie.
I'm talking about, hold on, hear what I'm saying. Hear what I'm saying. We spoiled and we so used to winning medals. We mad because we didn't win any time this year. We had key injuries with some key athletes that couldn't do anything about it. Even if they did not go, that means we just wasn't going to have a chance. So my whole point on this is don't say they disappoint because we had injuries, we had key injuries. But we had some bright spots come out of the Olympics. The 100 meters, 200 meters, we had some bright spots come out of it. And we will have a future. But I still say it ain't got nothing to do with the athletes. The athletes that missed out, it was more so injuries. And I'm not even gonna criticize the selection process over the fifth place in third. I'm not even gonna go through that piece of it. Because I thought that we had some good athletes there. And we've done well in track and field at other levels. We just didn't do well in the Olympics, so I hold microscope on the teams now. But our Caribbean team did well, and some other teams did well.
Pearly, you have told me many times when I talk about my Dallas Cowboys, boy, you good. You make me want to believe it. You make me want to put on a cowboy hat, right? You make me want to put on a cowboy jersey. Pearly, wait.
No,
you need to go in politics, Pearly. But you had me believing just now. You know, I go on and yuck up my Bahamian flag and say, let's do it again. It was injury. It was injury. Anyway, let's just go to the break. You're getting sick in here today, boy. On the flip side of the break, man, we'll wrap up the home court. We'll get into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Major cut day in the NFL. Everybody's roster needed to be cut by 4 o'clock. We're going to see who's on the street, who's in the NFL, where. So all that's coming up on the flip side of the break as the Tuesday, August 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire.
KFC Bucket Meals, now with larger, large sides. Make your wallet happier with a KFC Family Bucket featuring 8 pieces of juicy chicken, family fries, and 4 biscuits that feeds 4. A KFC Deluxe Bucket with 10 pieces of delicious chicken, 2 larger sides, and 4 biscuits that feeds 4 to 6. Or a KFC Party Bucket with 15 pieces of our chicken, 3 larger sides, and 6 biscuits that feeds 6. And we'll handle the dishes, plates and utensils included, so you can lick your fingers in peace. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit ClevelandClinicFlorida.org/Caribbean.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Shop early to get your uniforms and get hot for get one free sale. Pre-monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy 4 school shirts, get 1 free. Buy 2 skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back to school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back to school special. Restrictions apply.
Tell them
Nassau. Get ready for a night you simply won't want to miss. For the first time in over 40 years, experience an evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruise Port on Saturday, October 5th. Tickets are on sale now. Go to TicketBoxEvents.com or go to the Nassau Cruise Port box office located in the Junkanoo Museum. Joining Eddie on stage, Fran Chan, Gino D, Iris Stoll, and Tingham. An evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruise Port, Saturday, October 5th. Get your tickets now.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say the sun, and I shine for all. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. To sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give God the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, oh no. But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, August 27th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Early Pearl in the building. Pearly, what's going on? Be talking who's in, who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And listen, man, we got to look at the NFL. Big, big cut down there in the NFL, man.
Yeah, I see Needham. The Dolphins cut Needham. That was interesting.
Yeah, and you guys had an offensive lineman that went to the Saints. I think they ended up cutting him. And I see a lot of people putting up today in the chat groups from Dolphin Nation that he'll be making his way back to Miami, one of your offensive linemen.
Oh, I didn't see that yet. So I'm still reviewing. I have to do a little more review, you know.
Yeah, I mean, right now you got to wade through some names. Now you're starting to see some surprises.
Yeah.
Like Desmond Ridder got cut out there in Arizona. I thought he was going to be the backup for Kyler Murray. He got cut. He's only been in the league since 2022. So I think, you know, either he's looking at career backup from here on out or possibly Canada. Kadarius Toney got cut by the Chiefs. That came as no surprise. The Chiefs were trying to get rid of him. Didn't work out for them.
Okay.
And when Juju Smith was signed after getting cut by, who was Juju with that cut him? Juju went from Pittsburgh to Kansas City, I think to New England, and New England cut him, and he went back. So Kadarius Toney is now expendable. But for a wide receiver needy team, they could take a flyer on him and see what happens. Let's go to the phone lines, though. We got call coming in. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Turn your radio down for me, please.
Yeah. Is it Naughty?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Bailey?
What's up?
What's going on, Skiller?
Lucky I call in. Only one thing I call in the final, because y'all ain't say nothing about it. Games coming up Sunday, right?
No, next week.
Next week.
Season starts on the 8th. Thursday of next week.
I know the Dolphins play next week, but I thought they would you know, the voice. Oh, the first game will be Thursday, right?
The first game
right.
is Thursday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. All weekend.
Correct.
Not this Thursday, though.
Not this Thursday.
The following Thursday.
The 8th. It starts on the 5th, I think. It's Thursday the 5th, Friday the 6th, Saturday the 7th, Sunday the 8th. Yeah. And then you got Monday Night Football, too.
Games on Saturday, too?
Now, this Saturday is college football.
No, I mean you got next week Saturday.
No Saturday games next week. Thursday. Sunday and Monday,
Sunday.
As normal. Yeah, Thursday, Sunday, Monday.
You know who's playing next week, Thursday?
I think the kickoff game is Baltimore and Kansas City, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's a solid game.
Yeah, man, I mean.
That's a big game.
The NFL kicks off with, let me look for the regular season, if they got it. I'll find it for you right now. Week one of the NFL season. Here we go. On the 5th, which is Thursday night, the Ravens and the Chiefs kick it off, 8:20 on NBC with Thursday Night Football. Then on Friday, you got a little special one on Friday because you know you get some extra games early in the year. Friday p.m. start on Peacock, okay?
Yeah.
That's the Packers and the Eagles, which is another good game.
Yeah.
Then your Sunday games, 1 o'clock. Cardinals and the Bills, Jags and the Dolphins. That's a good game right there.
Yep.
In Miami, Panthers and the Saints, Patriots and the Bengals, Steelers and the Falcons, Texans and the Colts, Titans and the Bears. And then you got the Vikings and the Giants, Broncos at 1 o'clock. Broncos and the Seahawks at 4. Raiders and the Chargers at 4. Commanders and the Buccaneers at 4. Cowboys and the Browns at 4:25.
That's a good game.
On September, yeah, that's the best 4 o'clock game of the afternoon right there.
Your boy, Yippee?
Yeah, he did.
Naughty,
yeah, he did. Then you got Sunday night, you got the Rams and the Lions, which is another great game. Can you imagine? 4 o'clock Sunday, Rams and the Lions Sunday night, the Monday night football, the Jets and the 49ers, and you kick it off with Baltimore and Kansas City. Then on Friday night, you got Green Bay and Philly. Boy, that's a lot of football, boy.
Yep. Well, you need it.
That's a lot of football.
Need it. Anyhow.
Been waiting long for this. It's long overdue. Best time of the year.
That's what I just wanted to have. And Paley, give me your inputs on the fellas would get cut, man. I can be listening.
I'm seeing some interesting ones. I see we cut Brooks, the running back. I thought he would have made the cut.
Hold on, man. You serious?
Yeah, we cut Brooks and we cut Ahmed.
Hold on. Which Brooks you all got again?
That's the running back.
The running back.
He didn't get hurt,
Chris Brooks, running back Chris Brooks.
Yeah, he didn't get hurt.
Boy.
If he didn't get hurt, they would have put him on IR.
Wasn't he doing well for you all in the preseason, Pearly?
Right, that's
that's what I'm pretty surprised at. That. I'm surprised.
Send him back on the Jeep. Send him to Dallas.
We gave up on the cornerback, Nick Needham. He never gave us what we thought he would have. He cut him.
I saw a big cut today, too, man. Caleb Farley, Tennessee Titans, only played 12 games in 3 years for them. They cut him. If he's healthy now and can get over that injury bug, he'll be a steal.
Yeah, if he can be healthy, if they cut him.
That's the problem, though, that injury bug, yeah. The reason for that Friday game as well, that game between the Packers and the Eagles, that's going to play in Brazil.
Oh,
yes, yeah.
The NFL trying to globalize now, too.
Yeah, you ain't gonna watch that one.
Soon we'll have a Serbian Luka Doncic throwing football. Mm. With a can of an arm.
Anyhow, I can tune in. Y'all just give the updates, man.
Ah, man, coming Skillaboo, just buckle up. It's coming right now.
They haven't updated this so much. Delvis was supposed to got 33 today, and they show about 10.
Well, some of them have been cut from before.
No, I understand.
It started yesterday. But anyway, let's have a gander right here real quick, Pearly, as we go down the teams. Like I say, a lot of these names are no-namers. You know, college kids, undrafted free agents. I don't see anybody's name that jumps out like, whoa. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nobody's name has really knocked me for a loop yet. I haven't seen that. So,
I haven't seen any surprises to jump out right now and say, wow, I'm surprised he got cut.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen anything.
Because this stage, you got a lot of posturing, too. You got
you got
injured reserve stashes, so on and so forth.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say, yeah.
You know, so you're going to see some surprise cut. Bradley Zappe cut in New England.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised at that cut.
Here's some notable names that got cut from around the leagues. Chiefs got wide receiver Kadarius Toney. Running back Lewis Rezamit got cut from the Chiefs as well as Justin Ross. And I thought Justin Ross was going to make that squad too.
Yeah. I see Frank Gore Jr. got cut.
So the
Frank
now, Gore see, Gore I would love cut. To see if Dallas took a gamble on him. You know what I mean?
Jr., okay.
Deion Jones got cut from the Bills as well, too.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Terrence Marshall Jr. and Our very own Mike Strong got cut today from the Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
And I don't know how Terrence Marshall Jr. got cut from that squad.
And you said Desmond Ridder got cut as well?
Yep. Cardinals released Desmond Ridder after camp battle, and he lost it out in camp.
Okay.
Cowboys cut Carl Lawson, but I think that's going to be an injured reserve stash because we signed him late in camp. So he's a veteran. Yeah, he doesn't have to clear waivers. He'll sign to the practice squad and bring him back.
Well, he has to clear waivers first.
He's a veteran. He don't have to clear waivers.
Oh, okay.
So he could do what he want. Okay. Packers cut quarterbacks Michael Pratt and Sean Clifford along with kickers Anders Carlson. Big trade. They got old boy from Tennessee, Willis, to be the quarterback. Malik Willis,
okay,
to be the backup quarterback to Love. So I think that quarterback room is improved. Seahawks got rid of second-round wide receiver Dwayne Eskridge. That was a surprise. He was a pretty decent receiver coming out.
Yeah, but he didn't play much last year, did he? Oh, injuries.
No. Now, Donovan Peoples-Jones got released from the Lions. So he's going to end up somewhere because he's a decent player. Mm-hmm. Now, Quez Watkins got cut in training camp in a preseason battle in Pittsburgh. Yep. Now, he's a former Eagle. He didn't stand out in camp or preseason action, while others like Des Fitzpatrick did appear to crawl out of role. So Quez Watkins is out there, too. He might get picked up. Caleb Farley, like I told you, got cut from the Titans. First round pick in 2022. You see what I mean? So that's a big one. Jameis Winston got cut today.
I found that the fact that the Falcons kept Heineke, or that's how you pronounce it?
Uh-huh.
As the third quarterback. That's interesting.
Yeah, Miles Gaskin got cut out of Minnesota, too. He may end up in Dallas for a cup of coffee as well.
Who's that?
Miles Gaskin. Who used to play for the Dolphins. Miles Gaskin, your former running back.
Yeah, I remember him.
Texans, they're going to cut cornerback C.J. Henderson, former number one pick. Bounced around, came in with Jacksonville. Then he was with Carolina. Then he tried to catch on in Houston and didn't make it. So I think his career may be over. Or he may be deemed a bust. So we'll see. But a lot of moving and shaking, a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, but nothing like when you say, "My God, they cut Naughty." Oh my goodness, you know. I said,
no big names. Yeah, no big huge names. None.
I was surprised.
Remember, the rosters get to 53 though, Pearly, and when they get to 53, there's still some tailoring that goes on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know that.
So we got to look at the veterans who will be there and the veterans who won't be there. But listen, man, let me tell you, man, it's all about the picks, man. We got to get into the picks right now, Pearly. And don't forget, man, it is all about the Island Game, theislandgame.com. Check out their sports book. Bet it, set it, forget it. Play responsibly all football season long. You know it kicks off this weekend. College football. My God. Great game. I haven't seen that rival in a while.
Florida State. They did Georgia Tech just beat Florida State last week, so some things.
And they've been putting some hype on the UM Hurricanes, Pearly. Cristobal say he got his team, you know, ready to go.
Yeah, they look all right. Okay, that's all I can say for now. They okay for now. They rank what 19th, I think it is.
Yeah, they got to do better. I think they could creep up the rankings, but at the end of the day,
you know, I know Mr. Chief, Big Chief probably won't hear this, but if Georgia blink, Clemson will surprise them.
Wow.
But we'll talk about some college football on Friday. I'm sure we'll do some picks. We can pick a couple of them on Friday.
We would have to have a look and have to have a gander.
I think that, yeah, there's only one top 25 battle this weekend. Most everybody, other than Notre Dame and Texas A&M. Notre Dame, so we can take a look at some things later down.
We can look at some things later down.
Yeah, anytime, yeah. Today's only Tuesday.
All right.
Tuesday.
But listen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be pretty. You excited? But I can't put it to pay you. But you don't know. He's go through the doldrums to get to this point. You know what I mean? This is truly the greatest part of the year when it comes to sports, bro.
Let's be calm. It'll be all right. It'll be okay.
You got a new grill too, by the way, too, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We can break that in on the weekend for college football. There ain't no air fryer now. This is a grill. This is a big boy.
Well, the grill has worked well, too, you know. They complement
brisket maker, drunk chicken maker, you know, rib, burger, steak, fish, grill conch specialist.
Okay, all right. Talking cheap, you know what
I mean. We can make it happen, man. We can make it happen. Here we go. Let's have that look. Let's jump on in, and let's see what we got for tonight.
I know we only get one WNBA game today.
Yeah, that's kind of a letdown.
Yeah.
How did it go last night? Did Caitlin win last night, or did they get her?
Yeah, she had a pretty good game. She had like 19 points and 7 assists, 7 rebounds last night. They beat Atlanta Dream 84-79.
Yeah, but Atlanta is not the greatest team in the world. You see what I'm saying? So come playoff time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a 5-point win. I think the spread was a little bigger than that.
2-point spread. The spread was 2. They only had to cover 2 points. No, man.
Okay.
All right, so let's check out the WNBA tonight. We got the Aces on the road against the Dallas Wings. I like the Aces to win that one, man.
Yeah, I like that. Everybody's beat Dallas. I like the Aces.
All right, and let's just do baseball rapid fire because we got to get out of here. And time creeping up on us. Cubs and the Pirates. I like the Pirates at home in this one.
Me too.
Astros and the Phillies. I like the Phillies at home in this one.
Nola pitching. I like the Phillies.
I like the Guardians at home against the Royals tonight.
Good game. Lorenzo pitching for the Royals. I like the Royals tonight.
I like Guardians at home. Lorenzo scare me sometimes. Tigers at home against the Angels. I'll take the Tigers at home. A's on the road against the Reds. I'll take the Reds at home.
Okay.
Yankees on the road against the Nationals. I'll take the Yankees. Jazz going yard last night. Let's see if he does it again tonight. Blue Jays against the Red Sox. I'll take the Red Sox at home in Fenway.
Yeah. They need that win too anyway.
Padres and Cardinals. I'll take the Padres in that one. Giants and the Brewers. I like the Brewers at home. Tonight. Yeah, I like the Brewers too.
Even though we have a pitching for the Giants, I like the Brewers tonight.
We got the Mets and the Diamondbacks, Braves. Twins and the Braves. I like the Braves in that one.
I like the Twins at home.
All right, the Mariners and the Rays. I like the Mariners. Rosarena taking revenge on his old team.
Yeah.
And the last one of the night, man, the Orioles go out to Chavez Ravine. How about that?
There's going to be a big game with Flaherty throwing for us tonight. I like the Dodgers tonight.
I like the Orioles, man. Okay. Just to be disgusting. Just to be disgusting. I know. But just to be disgusting.
That's all right. No problem. Go ahead.
Let's go Dodger Blue. I'll take the help. Let's go Dodger Blue. We'll do it again tomorrow. Good stuff, Pearly. Everybody chimed in, called in. Good stuff. We'll do it again tomorrow. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can be good at it. We'll see you right here on Talking Heads Mañana.
Telling you the feeling is wrong. Relax a little, friend. This won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go?
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big, too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Why can't treat day be every day? Get the new KFC Value Box for only $9.95, packed with one piece of your favorite fried chicken, cheesy mashed potatoes, 3 100% real white meat nuggets, a buttery biscuit, a delicious dessert biscuit, and an ice-cold 16-ounce soda. Name a crunchier deal. You can't. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value, and it's finger licking good.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school footwear needs from toddlers to college students. Have your child looking smart in a pair of Skechers, Nikes, Hush Puppies, Sperry brand styles, and many more. John's collection of durable and sharp styles will have your child stepping with confidence all year round. Need socks and a belt? John's has got you. And don't forget our new Spray Ground or J-World backpack and lunch containers too. You can find all this and more with the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's time, and it's time for all. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction.
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
Okay, very good.
I like that drop.
Glad you like it.
Very funny. What's up, guys? Everybody good?
Good.
It's crack.
Did you write that down for Susie? Was that in your notes for what's more likely?
Which part?
No, she's a professional.
No.
Say hello. What's
because she did know? Give you a shout out.
Yeah, she knows what time it is.
I'm not accusing her of needing notes.
You're
going to get me in trouble.
Well, that was the plan. Yes, that was the plan. Get you
no, I just wanted to make sure you give me a shout out. Sounds like a Brockman move.
Whoa, I take offense to that.
You should. I'm just trying to cover my tracks of sounding offensive to my wife by being overly offensive to you. So just back off.
That's okay.
And give me my first subject, please.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Thank you.
Did you see what the NFL announced today regarding the chain gang?
Yes, that they are going to continue to move the sticks.
That's the sound
so
of
Daniel
the
Jeremiah with a 1-year reprieve because they might remove the sticks next year.
It's a giant mistake to not use the laser first down tech this year. What are we doing? We have the tech. We did it in the preseason. It worked awesome.
Did it?
Get rid of the chain gang. What are we doing?
Did it? We know it worked awesome in the preseason.
I was watching several preseason games where they used it.
You were not behind the scenes hearing out.
It was
flawless. Could have been a scramble. They could have been scrambling to get this right. Not right.
Great. It looked great on TV. They do it on the tennis. It's literally happening right now at the US Open. You got it. Use it. This is dumb.
Let me tell you something, Chris. This is year 22 for me in the National Football League.
The Emmitt Smith year.
Yeah. The way it works in the NFL is it's mentioned and immediately rejected out of hand. sort of like when Susie and I make a suggestion to our children. Wow. And we will learn with Cage. You and Sarah make one suggestion to Cage at a certain age. Reject it out of hand because it's coming from you. So, and then you got to try it again and try it again and try it again. And then when they finally say yes to the idea that you have, it takes at least a season, if not two, until it's implemented full time. Because the last thing the league wants is somebody like you going out there and flip a spot in a big playoff game. And where are the chains? Because that never used to be much of a mistake. And this technology, wait for it. How do you trust it? It's not just somebody, like Tim Donaghy's not running it. So they need to make sure everything is buttoned up. It's like a tanker. It takes forever to turn around in the NFL. This is not a surprise to me.
It's almost like not a surprise to me. Rich men are in charge.
It's not a surprise to me. And so the answer to this question is you're overreacting. We don't know exactly. You know what? We're going to have Walt Anderson, who is now, the media representative on behalf of the league for matters in terms of operations and officiating. We're going to have him on Thursday's program.
Oh,
we'll ask him. We'll ask him. Why?
Idiotic. Just do it.
What else?
We know it works.
What else?
Also, Chris, maybe they're trying to give the chain gang one last year of work before they do away with their job.
Today's cut day in the NFL, the chain gang should be cut.
The chain gang will always be there. You'll still have chains.
They're backup.
In case it
what else, Chris?
Technology works, people. Last year, which team had the biggest bandwagon heading into the season? The Detroit Lions.
Okay, sure. Right. Okay, yeah.
This year, no bigger bandwagon right now
than the Bears.
Than the Houston Texans.
Oh, get out of here.
What?
I don't think there's a lot of people. I don't think there's enough people on their bandwagon. How does that sound? I don't think there's enough people.
You literally just said they're the top team to take out the Chiefs.
The I said they're going to
mention. The biggest bandwagon.
No, the biggest bandwagon belongs to the Chicago Bears. You're riding it. You're actually driving it.
I'm the only one who's really talking up the Bears.
Dude, they're on Hard Knocks. They're going to be, they're everywhere.
They were the only choice for Hard Knocks. Come on. Texas bandwagon is through the roof.
I don't think there's enough people on there. How did that sound? Mm.
Wow.
I think the bandwagon's real. And so the Bears are the ones who have, oh, you're the one who's talking nonstop about their playoff hopes. Everybody, all Bears fans are kind of apprehensive, but I think that's just for show. Deep down, they're flipping out.
Well, they've never known happiness.
I think you ask most people, are the Bears going to be good this year? They're like, look out.
Oh, I completely disagree.
All right, maybe I'm off, but
interesting. Oh,
but I also think that that's like an offense.
Bigger bandwagon means
that they don't deserve to have the bandwagon.
Well, I think there's going to be some sophomore slumpage during this season.
Danielle Hunter has just been added to this mix, sir, on defense. That guy, Al Shaair, is one of the best sideline-to-sideline linebackers that nobody talks about in the NFL. And he's on that team.
The Texans have the 6th best Super Bowl odds. Like, the hype is real.
Because they did what they did last year, and they added. They actually supplemented. That's how you go all in. They actually, go figure this. A team in the state of Texas did that. Now, obviously, the Cowboys would push back and go, what are they paying their quarterback?
That's a good point.
Uh-huh. What else? No, I get it. And that's reasonable.
They need to pay them.
All right, what else you got there, Chris?
All right. Talked a lot about wide receivers this offseason. We know that CD Lamb got the bag. Justin Jefferson is the highest paid receiver. But next year, you got to look what's coming down the pike.
What do you got?
Garrett Wilson will be the first $40 million a year wide receiver.
We got to see a big, huge season from him to do that. Like,
I think we're all expecting that, right?
Well, I mean,
guys put up superstar numbers.
Rodgers is 40 and people are overhyping him.
I think I'm one of the few people who doesn't think he's going to be good this year. It seems like the majority feel like they're super contenders because of Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be healthy the whole year. Garrett Wilson could be offensive player of the year.
You know how I feel about Garrett Wilson, correct?
He's put up huge numbers with arguably the worst quarterback situation in the league the last two seasons.
CeeDee Lamb last year, first in targets, receptions, yards after catch, and the longest reception of the season, that 92-yarder against the Lions. Second in the league in receiving yards, receiving touchdowns, receiving first downs, and receiving percentage per target. He was also second, tied for it, in 100-plus yards receiving games, 8 of those, and first in terms of receiving yards in the first half. Garrett's got to do that to make the claim of a $40 million a year wide receiver. It's like plus up Justin Jefferson by 5. That's an overreaction, and I love the guy, and I hope for Jets fans' sake that
he's due this season.
I know he's due. But $40 million is a large leap.
Okay.
What else?
We talked earlier in the show about the toughest divisions in the NFL. We'll put up that new poll in a minute. The North divisions, both combined,
yes,
AFC, NFC.
6 playoff teams?
5.
I'll say that's good.
5 playoff teams from the North.
I think, you know, what you could set the over underline if there's such a thing.
4.5.
4.5? So you'd say take the over on that?
I think so.
I don't think that's an overreaction.
You want to name him? Want to call your shot?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't. But I wouldn't be surprised if 3 make it from one of those divisions. Just like 3 made it from the AFC North last year, which means the other division would just have to contribute 2, and that makes sense. I don't think that's an overreaction.
Could they get 6?
Oh, man, now that's a tall order. I mean, the league is just a bunch of slappies.
I know.
What else?
Okay. All right, Mike, you can switch music.
Ooh. Oh, fantastic.
We got Carl Anthony Towns coming in later.
Oh.
How about this?
Yeah.
Talking about the Western Conference. The last 2 representatives in the West, Mavs, Nuggets, neither of them will make the NBA Finals this year.
Oh, I think that's not an overreaction either. Oklahoma City could take a step up. Cats, Minnesota Timberwolves could take that step up. I don't know, your Clippers might fall off.
I think they'll be better than people think, but
is there any shot that the Phoenix Suns can actually utilize that their
great
their big three,
great
man?
Let me tell you, what's up with that question?
Let me tell you something though, right? Devin Booker's game evolved before our eyes during the Olympics. He took a supporting role, kind of deferred to other guys, still stepped up, hit his shots, played defense. He and KD had some time to work and groove a little bit. Who knows, man? Maybe that was the thing that can take the Suns team over the top. I mean,
I thought you were going to go even crazier that neither the Mavericks or Nuggets would make the Western Conference Finals.
Ooh, Western Conference Finals.
Because Nuggets didn't make it this year.
What do you think about that one?
I think you could make the case that way, too.
All right. All right, last one. And just because this dude is on such
Aaron
a tear.
Judge?
Yeah. Best right-hand hitter of the 21st century.
Aaron Judge? How do you say no to that right now?
I'm just saying. Albert Pujols, Mike Trout.
I got it.
Peak Manny. I'm just saying.
Aaron Judge has got 51 home runs, and he's hitting over .330. It's not just like home runs and then he's striking out.
1,200 OPS. It's crazy.
He is out of his skull.
It's unbelievable.
Joe had the soundbite of soundbites this week saying Aaron Judge is playing a video game. The rest of us are just grinding, is what he's saying. And you got last night, he didn't hit a home run. He didn't hit a home run last night. He took one away and doubled up a runner off of first from deep center field. He is truly one of the greatest baseball players.